Rabotai, welcome. Mesimana Tava, we're starting a new Sefer, Sefer Vayikra. We're in Parashat Vayikra. Today, we're going to learn the Or HaHaim HaKadosh in Perek He, and it's going to be in Pesukim Chaf Aleph and Chaf Bet. So the Parashat over here is talking about somebody that is Kofer BePikadon. Let's just review the Pesukim for a second. Nefesh Ki Techeta. So we're talking about a person who's making a sin. Uma'ala ma'al b'Hashem. Literally, it means he trespassed against God. What did he do? It says v'chihesh ba'amito, and he's dealing deceitfully regarding his friend. How is he dealing deceitfully? So the Torah discusses different cases. One is a pikadon. Pikadon is referring to where a person, let's say, gave his friend something to watch, and he deposited it by him. And then later on, he says, okay, where's my item? I came to pick it up. And he says, I don't know what you're talking about. B'chihesh. B'chihesh means he denies it. He says, lo hayu devarim me'olam. Never happened. I never took any deposit. I don't know what you're talking about. Or the Torah says, b'tzumet yad. B'tzumet yad, Rashi says, referring to a pledge, where for a person, let's say, loans money to somebody. And then the guy comes back and says, pay me my money back. I don't know what you're talking about. V'chihesh, he denies it. Or begazim, or a regular guy, he just steals. Says, give me my money back, but I didn't take it. Or the pasuk comes along and says, ashak et amito. Ashak et amito is he defrauded his friend. How did he defraud his friend? The Rashi says, this is talking about sechar sechir. Well, let's say he owes his friend money because he did some work. So I don't owe you anything. Basically, all these cases is the person is denying that he has or he owes any money. Or matza abeda, or he found a lost object, v'chiheshba, and he denies it also. Well, his friend comes along and says, I lost an object. And he says, listen, I didn't find anything. So those are basically the cases that the Torah is talking about. The Or HaHaim HaKadosh has a host of questions on these pesukim. Number one, nefesh ki techeta. When it comes along and it says that the soul or the person ki techeta, that is going to make a sin. Well, it's obvious he's making a sin. The Torah actually is going to say v'chiheshba. He's denying that he ever had any money or any deposit or any pikadon. So what do you need this introduction of nefesh ki techeta? He says, ve'en lanu lefaresh kan ki techeta hi ha-hakasha. That's referring to the denial. Shereu omer v'chihash ba'amito. So the sin is written explicitly. So why do you have to write it twice? Ki techeta v'chihash. The denying is the techeta. That's the first question of Or HaHaim HaKadosh. Second question, od uma'ala ma'al b'Hashem. It says he trespasses against God. Well, listen, every sin that a person commits is a trespass against God. Why all of a sudden, in this case, when the person's denying something monetarily to his friend, and he's lying, obviously, why is that considered specifically uma'ala ma'al b'Hashem? What's the specific crime against God over here? Furthermore, the pasuk says v'chihesh ba'amito. So the pasuk says, and he deals deceitfully. Literally means v'chihesh. He denies ba'amito to his friend. So he says shelo haya tzarich lomar ba'amito, which means it's not that he's acting v'chihesh, that he's denying or v'chihesh to his friend. It's v'chihesh b'pikadon. He's saying that I don't have the pikadon, I don't have the deposit. Why does it say b'chihesh ba'amito, that he denies to his friend? It's more that what he's denying is that he doesn't have the deposit, or he didn't borrow money. Not only that, if you want to even be more specific, it should say b'chihesh la'amito, not ba'amito. He's deceitful to his friend. Ba'amito is like with his friend or in his friend. Again, the Uben is talking to Shimon. I don't owe you any money. You never gave me the deposit. And he denied la amito. What's ba amito? So based on these questions, the Or HaHaim HaKadosh comes along And he says, in this sin that we're talking about, this monetary crime, there's basically three different crimes that the denier of this monetary obligation commits. Number one, nefesh ki techeta, nitilat davar she'eno shelo hu anaf hagezer. That's crime number one. Ki techeta, you're making a sin because you're taking something that doesn't belong to you. That's the first sin off the bat. And he did steal, and he did find the lost object, and he owes the person the money. He's just lying over here. So that's the nefesh ki techeta. Sin number one, you're a gazlan. Ma'ala ma'al b'hashem. But a gazlan also commits an extra sin of trespassing against God. What's the crime against God? So he says something beautiful. He says, ki hu shafat al pi ma'asim vizika laze sheyeno mamon. Whenever a person has money that belongs to him, you must believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu must have made a decision in Shamayim that money, rightfully so, should belong to, let's take, for example, Reuven. It's no coincidence. The money in Reuven's bank account was not there by chance. It's there because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in his perfect judgment, decides that it's right for Reuven to have exactly that money. And therefore, Reuven is meritorious to have that money. However, but when Shimon comes and takes that money away from Reuven, in whichever way, either he denies that he ever got the pikadon, or he denies that he ever took the loan, or he stole it, or he doesn't pay him his wages, all forms of trying to deny Reuven from the money that God gave him. So he says, v'nimsa shegorem me'ila b'Hashem, which means you're causing a me'ila, you're causing a trespass against God himself. Why? Sheshina alav etadim. He's learning that the word me'ila means that you're changing, you're perverting. You're perverting what? You're perverting the justice of God. Shelo amad biyado, you're coming along to say that God's justice is perverted. Reuven doesn't deserve that money. That money that's in Reuven's pocket is not rightfully his. And therefore, you're coming along and saying God's judgment is perverted. He says, "V'nimsa Hashem kivyachol." God forbid, but this is what he says. It's as if the one that's stealing is saying God's justice is perverted. It's not correct because he really doesn't deserve that money. More so, he's making a double sin because he's saying not only doesn't the Uven deserve the money, God was wrong by giving him that money, but he's coming along to saying, and God was also wrong and justice is also perverted because I do deserve it. And I wasn't given it. So therefore, it's a double crime. The ulai, and that's what he says, shekafal domar uma'ala ma'a. It's a double perversion. What's the double perversion? So he says, v'lo speak lomar, it didn't say enough, uma'ala b'hashem. Nitkaben, the kavanah over here is, lichlol gamken sada gazlan, from the side of the thief. Ki gam nitsido ma'al b'hashem. From his standpoint, he's also saying that God committed an injustice. Kivyachol, as if to say, ki hu dano b'chason halakuah, which means he's saying, listen, God, you're not fair with me. Why am I lacking? That money that Uven has really should belong to me. And therefore, v'hu notel ma shelo niksav alav b'mishpat Hashem. Amazing. He's taking something that obviously was not decreed to him. So that in a monetary crime like this, it's really a claim that he has against the perfect justice, the Mishpat Emet of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because again, if a person has emunah, that whatever belongs to Reuven is Reuven's, and whatever belongs to me, and nobody can take what belongs to me, and nobody can touch what belongs to Shimon. Everything is been a Shamayim. Fine, so you accept it, but the Gazlan doesn't accept it. The Gazlan, by stealing, is coming along to say what belongs to Reuven really doesn't belong to him from Shamayim. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave it to him, it's a mistake. It's an injustice. And it's an injustice why I didn't get it either. And therefore, he takes it for himself. And therefore, although he's not saying it explicitly, his actions speak louder than his words. When a person commits nefesh ki techeta, when a person commits a sin of taking money that doesn't belong to him, ill-gotten gains, intrinsically, that is going to be ma'ala ma'al b'hashem. That he comes along and he's actually casting aspersions on God himself, kibyachol, chas v'shalom. Well, he's coming along to say that the judgment of God is perverted. It's not right. What belongs to the event that God gave him was a mistake. It shouldn't belong to him. And furthermore, where should that money have gone? It belongs in my pocket. U'ma'ala ma'al. Further, the pasuk comes along and says, v'chichesh ba'amito. This is the third crime. The third crime is pirush. Marshia et tzaddik. He's actually making the tzaddik guilty. Reuven is the tzaddik over there. Poor guy, Reuven, he had a picadon, a deposit, and he gave it to Shimon to watch. When Reuven comes back to collect his picadon, he says, do me a favor, Shimon, could you give me back that item that you were watching for me? Now, Reuven's honest. He just wants his item back. Or could you pay me back the loan? Or could you pay me my wages? Or, hey, you stole from me. And what does Shimon say? I don't know what you're talking about. You're a liar. Lo ayu devarim be'olam. So what he's basically doing is, v'chichesh ba'amito. He's making his friend the denier, or the liar, or the crooked one. V'chichesh. Who's the mechish over here? The mechish over here is Shimon. Shimon was saying, never happened. But what he actually is doing is, he's making his friend, as if his friend is the liar. V'chichesh ba'amito. Say, I don't know what you're talking about. Now, the people that are watching this say, look at this guy, Reuven. He's coming to ask for money. Shimon's saying, I don't know who you are. And therefore, Shimon's trying to give the image that it is Shimon is the machish. K'shetava memenu pekdono, when he came to ask for his money, who omer lo? He tells him, lo ayu devarim me'olam. U'masimo mechachesh. He's trying to make Reuven the liar. And that's what it means, v'chichesh ba'amito, pirush, mesim hakihush. He places the lie and the deceit, not on himself. He places the deceit on Reuven ba'amito, v'chichesh ba'amito. He puts the onus of lying ba'amito on his friend, ba'amito, on his friend. Shehu nigzal mimenu masimo rasha. He makes him the Rasha. Look at this guy. He's asking for something that doesn't belong to him. The Omer, lama teshaker alai. Shimon tells him, why are you lying to me? V'chichesh ba'amito. He puts the chichush. He puts the denial. He puts the deceit on his friend. Beautiful explanation. V'chichesh ba'amito. He takes the deceit that really is his and he places it on his friend. Now, based on this, he comes along and he says, Shimon is basically telling Reuven, you're a liar. On the case of, where's my picadon? Where's my deposit? Shimon says, I don't know what you're talking about. Dare you come along and say that I have a picadon of yours? You're out of your mind. You're a shakran. V'chichesh ba'amito. Or he comes along and says, hey, pay me my wages. What are you talking about? I have nothing to do with you. You're a liar. I don't owe you any wages. V'chichesh ba'amito. Or he comes along and he gave him a loan. Where's my money? Pay me back. Lo hayu devarim me'olam. You are a liar. He places the lie that is his and he puts it on Shimon. But look at the next case. The next case that the Torah says in Pasuk Chabet is O Matza Abeda. Or Reuven, Shimon found a lost object. We found a lost object. Now, what is Reuven claiming? Reuven is claiming, I lost an object. That's all he's claiming. I lost the object. Now, he's not coming along and saying, Shimon, that you're a liar. You didn't lose an object. In this case, he's saying, I didn't find an object. I didn't find anything. What do you want from me? So therefore, in this case, he's not saying that Reuven is a liar, meaning you probably did lose an object, but I'm telling you, I didn't find it. So therefore, in this case, it's not v'chichesh ba'amito. He's not making his friend a liar. He's just saying, I don't know what you want from me. I didn't find an object. That's why the next pasuk says, O matza aveda v'chichesh ba. Here, the denying and the deceit that he's making isn't the lost object, v'chichesh ba, not v'chichesh ba'amito. Which means, in this case, he could be telling Reuven, I have no doubt that you lost an object. I'm not questioning the veracity of what you're saying. I'm just saying, I didn't find the object. V'chichesh ba. In the first case is where Reuven saying, hey, you owe me money. There, Shimon saying, you're a liar. Lo ayu devarim me'olam. What are you talking about? Never happened. I don't know who you are. There's v'chichesh ba'amito. He's putting the deceit on his friend. Here in the case of Avodah Zarah, it's meduyak, v'chichesh ba. The deceit is not on his friend. You definitely, I have no question you lost an object, and I hope you find it. But I didn't find the object. You're coming to the wrong guy, v'chichesh ba. And once the Orah HaMikdosh explains these beautiful diukim, he then goes on to say that we can explain this according to the Musar. And he starts to explain like this. As a general, when a person commits a sin, so the pasuk says, nefesh ki techeta. The word ki techeta can mean sin, but you see a lot of times that the darshanim, they like to explain the word techeta, that he is or becomes deficient. We see this word in Tanakh by Bathsheba, when she was concerned that Shlomo HaMelech would lose the throne to one of his brothers, one of the other children of David. So she says that me and my son Shlomo, we will be hata'im. Hata'im means deficient or bereft or empty. So therefore the word te'ata means to be lacking. So the Torah is coming to say, anytime a person commits a sin, so automatically there's going to be deficiency. And where is that deficiency going to manifest itself? In the nefesh, in the person's soul. And the Ramban Gadosh, of course, was a Kabbalist. And he talks about the light, the shefa, that comes down constantly from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And there's a connection. When a person makes a sin, God forbid, so there becomes a blockage. And now that nefesh chiyuni, that soul that's receiving the or elyon, the great light that comes from heaven, which gives him spirituality, gives him life in essence, that already becomes deficient. Nefesh ki techeta, lashon chesaron. Something's lacking. Ma'ala ma'al b'Hashem. So he explains, al derech amro and she'emet. And she'emet is the Kabbalist. Ki en lecha nefesh mi Yisrael. There's no Jew. She'en shefa nishmato yored la l'hitkayem. Which means the shefa, the influence, which is a spiritual influence that comes down from Shamayim, that gives him the ability to exist. Now, not only does the spiritual influence give the soul a certain nutrition, but it gives the body life itself. Again, besides somebody, God forbid, that's dead, then already, so he's lost. He's lost that spiritual connection. Right? When a person dies, obviously that shefa Elohi has been broken. Like the pasuk says, v'nechreta nefesh. Now, v'derech ha-shefa, okay, he even tells us how the shefa comes. V'derech bet chotin dakim, to the nostrils, derech bet nikpe ha'af. Okay. V'hu derech makom, debikut ha-nefesh im kona. So that's where the connection is. I guess when a person is breathing, so physically it manifests itself through the nostrils. But there's a spiritual element over there. By the way, if you remember by Adam HaRishon, where did God blow his neshama? V'yipach be'apav. God blew the soul of Adam HaRishon not through his mouth. It wasn't mouth-to-mouth resuscitation. It was actually mouth-to-nose. Abu Olam blew it in the ah. Okay, fine. ואתם הדבקים באדוני אלוהיכם, חיים כולכם היום. When a person enjoys that השפעה, he's connected to God, so therefore he has life. והנה, בחטא האדם, when a person commits a sin, מחטאים כאלה, where he is, let's say, חייב כרת, or one of these type of punishments, so then already, there is a השפעה that comes down, but he calls it השפעת החיצונים. Now, the positive light that's supposed to influence the soul is pushed to the side, and now, God forbid, a detrimental shefa comes down. ונהנים מהשפה האלהי הרשעים ההם. And now, all of a sudden, that shefa that's coming down is coming down to him. And now this rasha is benefiting from this light. And he refers to this light now as ma'ala ma'al b'hashem, which means he's causing the shefa to come down. Let me explain it better. When a person commits a sin, so now he allows the chitzonim, the negative side, to be yonek, to draw from the kedusha. When a person has mitzvot, the mitzvot are a protective seal around this light, the shefa. And the chitzonim, the negative energies, have no ability to have a hold on it. When a person sins, so now there's a gap. Now he makes holes. Now there's already a breach in the fence. Now the chitzonim, which is the negative forces, can start taking and benefiting from this shefa that really does not belong to them, but now they have access. So again, when a person sins, he's giving access to the holy shefa, to the sitra achara, u'ma'ala ma'al b'hashem. This is considered a ma'al. You're perverting and stealing from God. Because that godly light that Borei Olam brought down for the tzaddikim, for the tzaddatov, now when a person commits a sin, so therefore he's allowing that kedusha and that shefa, u'ma'ala ma'al. You're causing it to be perverted. You're causing it to go now to the other side. As the pasuk says, gozel abi ve'imo. When a person, like the Gemara says, does not make berachot, it says he steals from his mother and his father. Haver hu le'ish mashchit. He is a friend of the destructive man. Perush nitzad shemitchaber lebchinat hara hanikra ish mashchit. When a person commits a sin, he now becomes a friend of ish mashchit, of the negative side of the sitra hara, and he's stealing from his father. The father is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the person shefa. But now, it's almost as if when a person commits a sin, he's rerouting that shefa, and the kohot ha-ra'im, the negative side, is able to benefit. And we don't want them to, we want to starve them. We want to take away any shefa from them in order to destroy them. But as long as sins are being committed, we're giving life to the sitra hara, and that's the powers of evil. And then when the pasuk says, gozel aviv, you're stealing from your father, which means the shefa that your father gave you, you're sending it away. Now the pasuk says, gozel aviv ve'imo. Now, what is imo? So the Rav comes along and says, ve'imo. He says, that's referring to, ki gam lichlalut ha-kahal hu gore b'chasha. The pasuk says, v'chichesh ba'amito. You're also robbing your friend. Who's your friend? Klal Yisrael. When Klal Yisrael, a Jew, makes a sin, not only is he taking his own beracha or shefa and depositing it in a bad place, but he's robbing the shefa from Klal Yisrael as a whole. That means Kol Yisrael Arabim Zeh LaZeh. All the Jews are responsible for each other. So a person says, I'm making a sin. What do you want from me? It's a free country. Leave me alone. I can do whatever I want. It's wrong. The person makes a sin, he's impacting everybody else's position as well. Ki gam niklalut ha-kahal hu gorem ha-kasha, which means that shefa that was supposed to come to Klal Yisrael is going to be taken away from them as well. Pirush letzad shekol Yisrael ke'ehad. Everybody's united. Ra'a echad tesobed ra'a lechol ha-netzer. That means if you have a tree and there's something wrong, even with one of the roots of that tree, it's going to impact the whole tree. And therefore, all of us are connected to one tree, for example. So if one of the roots or the branches already is impacted negatively, it's going to spread to the whole tree itself. Vuomro v'chihesh ba'amito. Who's amito? Klal Yisrael. Shena'asit amito kihusha mitzido rahman lesilam. And that's what the pasuk says, gozel abit ve'imo. The Gemara over there was talking about if a person doesn't make a beracha, for example, he's having a coffee, he doesn't say shakol niyavet baro. So not only is he stealing, the Gemara says, from a kadosh baruch hu, because you're eating something without a beracha, but gozel abit ve'imo, you're stealing from Klal Yisrael. Because when a person doesn't make a beracha, that special shefa that the beracha was supposed to come down to the world, you robbed it. Now everybody's living in the world with you. So that you took it away from society. So Klal Yisrael now is lacking. Gozel Aviv, not only did you steal from your father, the Imo, the Omer, and then after he makes the sin, he says, En Pesha. There's no sin, I didn't do anything. The Ben Ishchai says the word Pesha can be read also Shefa. En Pesha, En Shefa. He's taken away the positive influence. Haver Hu, the Ish Mashchit. He is the friend of a destructive man. And that's what Rabbi Kadosh is learning. Nefesh ki techeta, when a person generally commits a sin, that sin is going to cause techeta, a deficiency. Uma'ala ma'al ba'ashem. Number one, he's going to cause a perversion to the beracha ba'ashem. He's taking God's shefa that he gave him and he's giving it to the sitra hara. So he says, okay, listen, it's private, my business, I can do what I want. No, b'chichash ba'amito. And you're also impacting your friend, that's Klal Yisrael. That koisil alavim zelazir. If a person's on a boat and he's making a hole in the floor of his cabin, and the captain comes in and says, what are you doing? And the guy says, well, it's my cabin, I can do whatever I want. You're wrong. The hole in the individual's cabin is going to drown the whole boat, because you're all on the same boat. The same thing, we're from the same tree. The Orah HaMekadosh comes along and says, Gozel Abib ve'imo, Amru Zal imo zu Knesset Yisrael. But he ends off on a good note, and we'll end off on that note as well. Ki be'em sa'ut and shehayim. But when you have people that aren't shehayim, that are fulfilling the mitzvot, mitrabe b'chlalut am Hashem ha-shalom. It doesn't only impact the person that's doing the mitzvah, but it brings abundance of shalom and peace to Klal Yisrael, ve'atov and the good, ve'ahayim, and also the life. So therefore, the good side is that if you commit a sin, it steals. When you do a mitzvah, it doesn't only benefit you, but Klal Yisrael, the world becomes a better place and a safer place. And that's all we should be zocher to fulfill the mitzvot. And obviously, Bori Olam will ultimately bring us the Hayim v'Shalom. Amen. Ken Yiratzom.